Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you with us back at Burden and Blessing again today. We're taking a look at our Word of the Week for today, and it is the word spouse as we continue our series on marriage. The word spouse is a word that is used to describe either member of a married couple, either a husband or a wife. Now, this word is only used a couple of times in the Old and the New Testament. It's actually found only a few times in the book of Song of Solomon, as Solomon describes his relationship with his wife. The word spouse is derived from a Latin word which means one who is pledged. And this word is related to another word, the word espouse, which means to make one's own or to marry. So the word spouse has to do with these two concepts. A pledge to make someone your own, or viewed from the other perspective, a pledge to become someone else's. Now, this concept is very clearly presented to us, especially in the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul deals with the idea of marriage and spouses. And you'll see this idea of the relationship between the husband and the wife brought out very clearly. We're also going to see how it relates to one of our previous words in this marriage series, and that is the word fornication or sexual immorality. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2, Paul writes, "Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband." And then he goes on and describes this more completely. "The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does." Now, you'll notice that the word spouse is not found in those verses, but you will see the substitute for the word spouse, and that is the word husband and the word wife, which is found regularly both in the Old and the New Testaments. This idea of being pledged or promised and becoming someone else's is very clearly presented in the words of the Apostle Paul there in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now, we may have a question about this pledge or this promise to become someone else's that is there at the marriage relationship. When two people come together in marriage and they make those vows or that promise both before their spouse, their husband or their wife, as before God, to become united, to become one flesh with that other individual, how long is that pledge or that promise for? Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 to spell that out very clearly. He says in verse 39, "A wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives. But if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord." That promise, that pledge to become someone else's in marriage is a lifelong promise. It is a lifelong pledge. And what does this pledge involve? Again, Paul clearly presents this in Ephesians chapter 5. The relationship between the two spouses, the husband and the wife, and their responsibilities or their duties toward one another. Paul writes, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Yes, that word spouse is a beautiful picture for us, a summary of what marriage is all about. A pledge to make someone your own and a pledge to become someone else's. This also describes for us the relationship between Christ and his church and how we have become his own.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.